Okay, Rabbi Sai. Daf Lamed Gimel, fourth line from the top. Tuner Rabbanan. Oyvid Kechavim HaHoylech LiYerid. Bein Bahalicha, Bein Bachazar. Our Mishnah discussed an Oyvid Kechavim or Yisrael going the base HaTrophois. We are now talking about going to Yerid. What's the difference between Trophois and Yerid? Trophois means a pilgrimage. From year to year, you always hear about in the papers about all the Muslims going on a pilgrimage to Mecca. Tens of thousands of people, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people, all get together, pilgrimage. Havdal Alfi Abdullah submits Shem shortly. Sikhis were all going to be en masse going up to Eretz Yisrael, Aliyah L'Regel. So that's the Indian of Trophies. That was really for religious purposes. Here, however, we're talking about going to Yerid. Yerid is to like a large marketplace. Even in the Haim, they used to talk about going to the Yerid, that on Mondays or Thursdays or whenever there was a market day and people would go and set up shop out in the street and people would go there to transact business, to buy, to sell, to make some money. So you have an Oyv Gechav Magoy that's going to this Yerid, which is like a, today we call it, I guess, a street fair, marketplace. Bein Balicha Bein Chazar. Say if he's going towards the Yerid or he's coming back from the Yerid, Mutter, you're allowed to transact business with him without any shailas whatsoever. And the reason is, says Rashi, he's not going there for purposes of his avodah zarah, for purposes of celebrating some sort of holiday like we had at the beginning of the Masechta, their Idehen. This is business, Rabbi Say. If you look at Rashi, the first two lines, Yerid shuk. A marketplace. He's not going here for religious purposes. He's going strictly for commercial purposes. He wants to make some money. Okay, so much is you allowed to buy and sell. No problem. Remember at the beginning of the Masechta, the whole issur of transacting business for 3 days before Idayan is because if he's going to go and get a nice metziah, he's going to go into the church and say, ah, my entire God, look at this wonderful metziah that I just got. Or there was another svara that he's going to go and buy an animal that's ro'i for takroibis avoydezara. And therefore he's going to say, ah, look, galach, you see what a wonderful behaim I have here. So all of that was, if you're talking about religious, here we're talking about commercial. Machen geld, shoy. So he's buying, he's selling, whatever. So you're allowed to transact, a yid is allowed to transact business with that guy. However, Yisrael ha'olech liyerid b'halicha is mutter. Yisrael that goes out to the Yerid for halicha purposes, in other words, to make money, mutter. You're allowed to transact business as long as he's en route to the Yerid. But chazor, if he's already coming back from the Yerid, osur. Now you're no longer allowed to do business with him. What sense does that make? Ma'ishna Yisrael de b'chazor osur. Why would it be awesome to go and transact business? He's coming back from the Yerid, Baruch Hashem. He's made money. So, what's the issue? What's the problem? Every more the Amri Avodas Chachamim Zovin to me Avodas Chachamim Ika Bahadei. So, konzain that you know what he sold at that Yerid. He wasn't there to go and sell lamushal pots and pans or food or clothing or whatever. He was there to go and sell Getchkalach. This Yid wanted to make money. He knows that the Goyim, they like to have their Tzlumim. Today, of course, the Tzlumim is a Shasi V'Erev, like the Goyim wear. But Lav Davka means any type of idol. And this Jew made his livelihood on selling idols. As long as the idols have not been worshipped yet, and he's not worshipping them, at the moment they're just an idol. It's just a piece of wood, a piece of goodish. But now, if he sells it to the Goy, and the Goy is going to go and use this for avodah zarah, the money that the Jew is receiving from the Goy has a name of Dmei Avodas Chechavim, because it's basically a barter and exchange of avodah zarah for money. Uy! So this money is now imbued with the Tumah and the Isser of Lo Yidbak Biyodcha Me'uma Min HaChayrim. You're not allowed to go and have not only the avodah zarah itself, but even the derivatives of the avodah zarah in the sense of the money. So en route to the Yerid, he hasn't fedined any money yet. He hasn't sold any avodah zarah. He hasn't made any money yet. So you can do whatever you want, buy, sell, whatever. But he's coming back, I have to assume that he sold Avodah Zarah, and therefore the money that he has in his hands is now also to me Avodah Zarah. Oh, then it's awesome. If you're telling me that the principal reason why this Yid wanted Yeridah to go and sell idols, wouldn't it make sense to say that the Goyim also went to sell idols? So therefore, why do we say in this Braisa that Bein Ba'alicha Bein Ba'chazor is mutter by the Goy, but by the Yid, Ba'chazor is osur, if Chazor is osur because he went and sold an idol, so maybe a Goy also sells an idol, and if that's the case, the same issue should apply to the Goy. Ella, was Muzman Zogin, what do you have to say? Amrinan, Kalim Zogin, Chamra Zogin. Svorah tells us that this guy, just as well as he sold idols, he might have sold a glima. A glima is like a shirt, an article of clothing. Chamra, he may have sold a chamor, a donkey. And therefore that doesn't have any tumas avodah zarah, no li lo yidbak biyorcha mehumen acherem. So ibazo yisol nami neymar, eima glima zavin, chamra zavin. Why do you automatically assume that the Jew did commercial transactions with idols, and the Goyim, you assume that he did financial transactions with shirts and with pants and with chamoyim, you know, maishna. Everything I'll explain to you very well. If the Yid had a glima to sell or a chamra to sell, it wouldn't be worth his while to go and schlep all the way to Yerid to go and sell it. He would rather go and sell it to his local Yidlach, his friends, his neighbors, people here in town, or even fellow Goy. It wouldn't pay for him to go and schlep all the way to Yerid. Oh, but in the case of Hocha, he would have sold it here locally. He wouldn't schlep all the way to that Yerid. However, if he sells idols, nobody here locally needs his idols, because most of his customers are Yidden. And there may be a few Goyim who happen to be local, and they'll also buy. But they'll go and buy groceries from him, they'll go and buy clothing from him, buy chamoyim from him. But Ketchkalach, there's really no local need for it. So therefore he has to go to the Yerid. Ah, so by definition, the Yid goes to the Yerid because he wants to sell his Ketchkalach, and therefore he's going to go and get back money. That money is the Me'avaris Chachavim. It's awesome. However, the Goyim will assume that they just sold whatever schoyra they had. So therefore you don't assume that it's the Me'avaris Chachavim, and therefore it's Mutter. So we're back in the Mishnah again. V'aboyin Mutar. So as we introduced the Gemara today, until now we spoke about a Yerid. Here we're talking about Taka Trophos, where the Mishnah says, Ha'hoichan le'trophos. Remember, we explained that Trophos means that they're going on a pilgrimage to the Avodah Zarah, Lav Davka, for a holiday, but everybody's going en masse to their place for the Avodah Zarah. So then also, losses for losses in mind, you're not allowed to go and do business with them en route. V'haboyin mutarin. V'haboyin mutarin means those that are now returning from the Beis HaTrophos, they're coming home. Then there's no problem. Why is there no problem? So remember, in the beginning of the Masech began, we had two reasons why not to do business lefnei Idayim. Number one, because they're going to be moide u'misvade, they're going to go into the Avodah Zarah, and they're going to go and say, thank you, Dan Pa'or and Dan Markulius. And they're going to go and defecate in front of the Pa'or. They're going to throw stones in front of the Markulius. Thank you, thank you. I just did these big deals with Yidlach. So that's what we said. It's awesome. However, on the way back, if you're going to go and do a transaction, the assumption is they're not going to return to the base of Avodah Zarah and say, hey, Pa'or Markulius, I just did a deal. You already left. You know, you already have your tickets home, and you're not coming back. So therefore, Holchan Letrophos is awesome. The Mishnah said, Vaboyim, if they're coming back already, it's mutter. Now, our Gemara tells us that there is an exception to the rule. Amar b'shimon lokish lo yishonu alesh ein kshurin zeh bezeh. That's dafka, if they are not all coming back together as a group. You have one goy coming here and one goy coming there. Then you're allowed to do business, because if and when you're going to make him happy that he did a nice business deal, he's not going to go back to the church to go and thank his God. Similarly, remember we had a second reason why you can't do transactions before their Idayin? Because if you sell them, for instance, a behemah, or wine, or something else that they can use for their takroivis, you're facilitating their avodah zarah. Ah, dus versteh, says our Gemara, says Shimon Lakish, if they are returning home, koyin, they're not going to go back, and they certainly don't need new behemahs for bringing takroivis. They're going home. Avol kshurin zebas, if they go home as a group, not just one person here, one person there, 10 people together, 20 people together, going on mass, then asurin, then it's awesome. Why? Because maybe they're going to daka return. In other words, something similar to our group tour. If I see one or two people are going twice on the bus to the airport, and they're not coming back. But if I see 5, 10, 20 people going together, maybe they're touring the city, and then after that they're going to go back from Jerba to Tunis again, and they're going to go to another shtetl. They're not returning home yet. They're still together as one group. So in fact, overnight they're going to go to sleep, and maybe the next morning they're going to go back to the church. And if you're going to go and do a business deal with them in between, they're going to be so happy. And the next morning they'll say, Galach, I got such great news. The Yid went into business with me. I got a metziah, and he's going to be moide to his avodah zarah. Okay, now we come to the inyan of noidos and kankanim. Now, noidos and kankanim are containers in which they used to either store or transport mashke, and in particular wine, which of course is the concern that we have here about yayin nesach and or stam yayinim. So what does it say? What's the difference between a noid and a kankan? So Rashi tells us noidos are shel oir, made out of leather. Kankanim are made out of cheres. Now, on the surface, that doesn't make much of a difference, but we'll see in the Gemara it makes a major difference. And the major difference will have to do with if these noidos or kankanim were previously used by the goy, do I have to worry about bliyos inside the walls of the kli? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss now, virtually till the end of today's daf. It's Tanur Rabban. Noidos oiv dekechav. Remember, noidos means that they're made out of leather, out of oir. Grudim chadoshim mutar. Grudim means that they are smooth. In Yiddish, they use the term agruda. Gruda means someone with a glach, a cock. Yishka, a person that, you know, you tell them something, automatically thinks fakir to maybe you should do it this way, that way. Ekait grud. In Hebrew, it would be yashar, yashar. It goes straight. Grudim. In this connection, grudim means that there is no zephes, there is no pitch or tar in this kli. As Rashi tells us, and as we'll see Mitchum the Gemara momentarily, very often they used to line the inside of these noidos shel or with pitch, presumably to make it stronger, that it should last longer, it should hold the wine better. After all, if you go and start pouring wine into something made out of leather, probably it's not going to hold so well. But if you put in pitch, halzachit. Okay, so therefore, if it's grudim, grudim means there is no pitch in it, it's just plain noid, and they're chadoshim, they're brand new, so it has not really been used yet, even though it belongs to the goy mutar. He might have, in fact, you know, overnight left some wine in it, but I'm not worried about it, because since they're nice and smooth, it's not boleya. And since it's brand new, it was not boleya yet. And therefore, I can go and buy, I can sell, I can use their noidos to store my wine, kosher wine. But if they are yishonim, if they're already old, in other words, they've already been used to store wine, or they're mizufafim. Mizufafim means they have pitch, even though it's brand new. However, pitch is very, very porous, very absorbent. So if I put in wine, as soon as it's asur, because the wine is going to be nivlad. In other words, if the goy has already used it, the wine used by the goy will be nivlad in the walls of this noid, and therefore a yid cannot use it because he's afraid the blias are going to come out into his wine. And the brisa continues. What happens if we're still in the fashioning or the manufacturing process? Oiv kachavin rivavon. The ivdon, Bos main to Rivavan. So Rashi says it means that he is pouring in the zephes, the pitch, into this oil. The Ivdon, and he's being ma'abedit. Ma'abed means he's working with it, and he's, you know, doing whatever they do in a tannery to make this into a good noichel art. V'nosam le'soichon yayin. And now he pours in the wine. And we'll see in a moment that this pouring in the wine was not to store the wine, but to strengthen the walls of the zephes, and to take away the marirus of the zephes. Pitch, by definition, has a very bad stench, a very bad taste. So, in the fashioning of this noid, even before the goy or the yid is ready to store wine in it, they would throw in some wine to take away and to absorb some of that stench, some of that smell. Ah, Zokti Gemara. So this goy was Rivavan, pouring the pitch. Ibdan, he was working with the oil. Nosla Toichen Yain, and he poured in wine. Yisrael Oymen Al Gabav. And there's a Yid who is a Mashgiach, watching how this is all being fashioned and manufactured. Ein Choshesh. Then you don't have to worry about that when the goy is pouring in the wine, he's doing some sort of abracadabra, that he is being menasechit. He's just doing it to make the zephes good, have a nice aroma, a nice smell. It shouldn't be so bitter. Kush. That's the end of the braisa. Now the Gemara asks on the second case, where we just said now that the goy is pouring in the wine, part of the manufacturing of this noit. As long as a yid is standing there, ain't a choshesh. Bring Timur. Even though the goy is standing there, he's pouring in the wine, and there's a yid standing at mashgiach, that yid doesn't help. What means yayin nesach? Yayin nesach means wine that has been poured out. Real, standard, classic yayin nesach, you're menasach it in the church, in front of the Avodah Zarah, on the altar. Stimmt. But you're allowed to go and do loud. The goyim, they can also serve their Avodah Zarah in menasach at home. They're at home in the kitchen, pouring the wine from the bottle into the cups, and they have in mind hudu vudu for their Avodah Zarah. So they're now doing a mass of Avodah Zarah with this wine. So the wine could be classic yayin nesach. The fact that the yid is standing there, you know, what's the mala? There's no mala whatsoever in his standing. Okay, they didn't add in chazer, and that's true. But just the fact that the goy is pouring the wine, that already makes it osur. So what is the, why do we say therefore it's mutter if a yid is standing there, ain't a choshesh? So the Gemara gives two answers, one of Rav Papa and one of Rav Zvid. Om Rav Papa. Hachi kama. Oyvi kachav merivivan. The ivdan. The Yisrael noisen atoycha yayin. Oh, we added now one important word. Back in the Brisa just said, now we're throwing in the Yisrael noisen atoychen yayin, and Yisrael acher oimer al gabav ein choishish. Since the one that's pouring the wine is a yid, so he's not being menasech. Since there's a mashkiach standing al gabav, nothing to worry about. And of course, the obvious question is, Rav Papa, if you're telling me that the pourer of the wine is a yid, umayachet Yisrael noisen atoychen yayin. What do I need the mashgiach for? After all, the one that's pouring the wine is a yid. We're assuming, of course, an erlich yid. So therefore, we don't have to worry about nisach yayin. We don't have to worry about stam yainim. What do I need the mashgiach? And I'll tell you why. Dilma agav tirdei menasach v'lav adatei. The Yisrael is busy pouring the wine. That's his job. He has to make sure he pours the wine, the right amounts, the right quantity, in the right spots. He's busy. Whilst he is pouring the wine without realizing it, the goy for whom he is working, for whom he is manufacturing this noichel or, is playing with the wine and amachta bissel anisach and hocus pocus and yirutzoin for his avodah zarah. And the soul doesn't even notice it because he's just so preoccupied with his job. He wants to do his job properly. So tomorrow, duma agav tirdei menasach v'lav adatei. Without the yid even realizing it, the goy is going to do some nisach. That's why you have to have a second yid who's standing there watching that the goy shouldn't play any tricks. Oh, so this is our first teretz, Rav Papa. The Gemara asked, how does it help to have
a Yisrael Mashgiach if a goy is pouring the wine? Says he, well, we're not talking about a goy pouring the wine, we're talking about a yid pouring the wine. So what do I need the Mashgiach for? If a goy wants to go and throw in his fingers and he starts playing with the wine, it'd be menasechet, he won't be able to get there because the Mashgiach is watching. That's Teretz 1. Rav Zvid, Omar, Rav Zvid, and you don't really have to come on to all of these Teretzim. You can go back to the original Girsa that the goy is pouring the wine. You ask if the goy is pouring the wine, why doesn't it become Yayin Nesach? Hocha be'inna, because shodilei nasik zoyrik mayim letit. Zokt Rav Zvid, you know what happens with this wine? This wine is just one ingredient in the pitch. It's no different than if you're putting together, for instance, tar or mud that you're throwing in water. Do I want the water? No. The water is just a medium to go and make your tit. Here too, the wine is just a medium to go and fashion this noid shel or and putting it into the zephes. Pitch is not good pitch on its own. It needs a liquid. He's throwing in the wine for that liquid. What happens as soon as it goes into the pitch? It's ka'afad ara. It doesn't exist anymore. It blends into the zephyr. Shishun os vine. So I don't have to worry about that I have yayin nesach on hand. I no longer have yayin nesach. I have wine that is blended into the pitch and doesn't even exist anymore. Rashi says, "Kishemisyabish hazefes." When the zephyr dries out, "Kol me elov sinishdom mekavain v'shuv ene poilet," and it's not poilet the wine anymore. It doesn't spit out. It doesn't allow for the wine that is in the tit or in the pitch to come out. It stays in place. That's shot number one. We don't have any extras.
It's okay. Thank you.
Well, he came in a halva sekunda free.
If he came in the
gemara, no.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, no worries.
Okay. I don't learn with that. I'm on the learn about
that. You, you take it. We'll learn it together.
I can learn. I cannot learn it legally. I cannot do it. I could listen to it. Go ahead.
Too nished.
No.
Okay. So with this, we have now concluded the two pshatim in the brayso, the pshat of Rav Papa and the pshat of Rav Zvid. Omer of Papi. Rav Papi, we're about, we're on Daf Lamed Gimel Omer Aleph, yes. 33a.
I was wondering why the thing is here. No, it's fine. Okay.
The front part is solely Gemura, the back part is mixed with Engelish.
Oh, that's good. Okay, thank you.
No problem. Pleasure. Omer Rav Papi, about 12 lines before the wide lines down below, Lamed Gimel Omer Aleph. Omer Rav Papi. Shema min Rav Zvid. That we just heard from Rav Zvid. What did Rav Zvid say? Rav Zvid said, you're manufacturing a brand new noid. Noid is a container made out of leather, which was used to go and store or transport wine. Today in English they would call it a canteen. Our canteens normally are made out of metal, and this was made out of oil. Okay, so what does it say? Shema min Rav Zvid. What did Rav Zvid just tell us? A goy, we fashioned this noid shel or to make it as strong as possible, so that the wine should not spill out or leak. After all, we're talking about leather. You know, if you put wine into leather, it'll leak. So they used to put in pitch known as zephyrs. Zephyrs would go and strengthen the walls of that container. And we said that they used to pour wine into the zephyrs. Rashi said that the reason is to take out the mariras, to take out the stench, to take out the bitter taste. Because eventually you're going to go and pour water or wine or juice, whatever, into it. If a little bit of the zephyrs is going to get into the mashka, people say, I can't just drink it, I can't drink from it. So therefore, once they made the pitch l'chatchila, they used to go and pour in a little bit of wine. We had this in the middle of the omid. That's the reason why they poured it in. Nosel ha'toichin yayin, about a third down the omid. King darkam ba'oicha zephyrs cham. When the zephyrs, the pitch, was still heis. Nosel yayin, they would pour in some wine. Little tamari rosi shel zephyrs, to remove the mariris, the bitter taste of the zephyrs. Oh, so therefore it was not wine for drinking, it was wine as part of the manufacturing process. And therefore says Rav Papi, Shema min Rav Zvid, Hay oivik chom d'shode chamele b'milchi di Yisrael, if a Jew has a container full of melach,
Melech, of course, is salt. And someone poured in, a goy poured in the wine into it. Oy, av yayin esach, a goy poured in wine. However, says Rapapi, since the wine will get absorbed into the melech, into the salt, it's just like the case of Rav Zvid, that the wine got absorbed into the zephas, into the pitch. And what happens to that wine? Gunish, Rashi says it's nivla and kola. It ends. It's misyabish hazefes kolam le'ela v'shuv ain't a pilot. So he says the same thing applies to a kli malei melech, says Rashi. Shayayin nivla v'kolam melech. The wine stops, it becomes nivla, totally absorbed into the melech. And now when I'm looking at this cup full of melech, where's the wine? So nishtoka vine. Repeat, don't wine. There is no wine left. It's been nivla in the melech, and therefore, says Rapapi, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Freit dimor and maskel Ravashi, mi dummy, how can you compare the two cases? Ha'asim ka'azali ibud, when you pour it into the zephes, it's misyabish, it doesn't exist anymore. It's like going and manufacturing today cement, where of course one of the major ingredients is water. After the cement dries, do you see any water left? No, it's been totally nivla and misyabish. Same thing applies to the wine that you put into the zephyrs. But if you put wine into that melach, guess what? If you're going to taste some of that melach,
you feel the wine.
You feel the wine. So how can you compare? And the Gemara doesn't even bother answering the kasha. The Gemara just leaves it at that. You cannot compare one with the other. What was Rav Papi's havamid? And in fact, the Tosis on the bottom says, I don't understand Rashi. Rashi's learning that the Bein Milcha means that he poured it into a cup of melach. Don't we all understand the kasha that Rav Ashi asked on Rav Papi? It doesn't go the ibud, you're pouring it into the melach. You're going to use the melach now to go and for your hamoitza, or to go and pour out onto your vegetables or whatever food you're eating. Of course there's going to be wine there. How can you say sinish tu kavai? So you see the bottom toisa says perisha kuntz bechli mali melech the kasha the ma'inyan zele gabi zoyrik ma'im letit haritami nikke b'melech, you feel it, you drink it. I don't understand what we're talking about. And so therefore zot mumayt naf salke daitach the rapapi. I don't even understand the havamin of rapapi. Kach perisha bein etam the bein milchi mokim asiyas ha'melech. Ah, we're talking about you going to the quarry from which they dig out the melech, they dig out the salt. And as part of that digging and excavating and schlepping and all the rest, they used to go and pour in some wine too, I guess to make it easier to go and uproot and dig out that melech. But I mean, we're not talking about melech at the table. At the table you pour in the wine, you're going to feel the wine. But if in the processing of the melech, in the factory, if they add a little bit of wine to make it go smoother or better or quicker or whatever, after that, under the maisa. So then it becomes mamish parallel to the case of pouring the wine into the zephyrs, into the pitch, the tar. Here you're putting it in for the processing, not of a noid, but processing the melech. But nevertheless, it is a Ravashi. After everything is said and done, if you poured wine into the melech process, you can be toyim, you can still feel it. If you're a fine schmecker, you understand. Okay. Mushtik. Sorry?
Which says it next to our surfer. Mm-hmm. So, is that we're talking about desalinated salt. No, not quarry salt.
Desalination as opposed to?
As opposed to digging up the salt.
Aha, uh-huh, okay. I didn't really study the process so much in the Toises.
No,
the Iker is a Toises saying we're talking about the Mokka Masiyah Samelah as opposed to at the table. But it could be right. Izok Dimor Yetzvait. We help Mendu. Oh, Dimor tells the story. Bar Adi Taya. Bar Adi was the name of a Taya. Taya means an Arab merchant, an Arab goy. Onas Hano Ziki Merav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. He stole some of the Ziki. Ziki are noidois, these types of leather canteens from Yitzchak Bar Yosef. And what did he do with them? Ramabu Khamra, he put in some wine, doesn't say for how long, a day, a two, a week, whatever it is. And after that, Minafaina Goy, Vadrinanila, and now he returned it back to the Yid. In other words, he gave it back to Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef says, can I use these containers anymore? And now they have become contaminated, so to speak, with the wine of this Goy. Don't I have a Shaila? Also, Shol Bei Midrash. And this this is lamasa halucha lamasa. We'll see about Shimon Yomid Beis. This could also be a shaila not only the gabe yayin, but also the gabe hilchus chumetz matza for Pesach. What happens if you have a kli that's used throughout the year? How do you kasher it to use it for Pesach l'mushum? So here we're not talking about Pesach, we're talking about the Yayin Nesach. Bear in mind, because it's Yayin by definition, you're going to keep cool or cold. You're not going to go and put in hot. So therefore, the Bliyas that we're talking about are only cold Bliyas and not hot Bliyas. Of course, if it was hot Bliyas, then you'd have to go and do all types of kashering, like putting it into a large pot and using that and have boiling water and boil it over. Okay, but anyway, here we're talking about that it was cold. So what do you do now to kasher? Shol be midrasha. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, kach hoyre Rabbi Rabbi taught us halacha lemaisa, memalin mayim shloishi yomim ma'arim. What you have to do is you fill up this container with water for 3 days straight, 72 hours, and then you pour it out, and mitalach mitalach. Yama Rav Rav said, 1 second, we're not there yet. What we have to do is, every 24 hours, you have to pour the water out. So in other words, you have to do this 3 days in a row.
Shrinking.
Oh, shrinking, exactly. You have to go and, but when this initial, the rinsing, the shrinking, first you have to go and store water in the kli to the top, 24 hours. At the end of 24 hours, pour it out, fill it up again a second time for another 24 hours. After 48 hours, pour it out again, fill it up a third time, and then leave it again 24 hours, and then pour it out, and then now it's kusher v'yusha. Because any bliyos of the cold wine, the Gemara assumes after 3 times 24, will have now been niflat, there will be a purging of that wine from the side of the kli. V'yom rova, oh, we just said that. Savamina, hani mili didon. So the Gemara assumed that that's dafka, since we're talking about our kli, meaning this was Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef's kli, and just temporarily it was used by the goy. Aval did who? What happens if I'm buying a kli from the goy that he's been using for the last 10 years? I would think, like, chazafetz, I'm not allowed. Yainesa, blias, tunish. No, no. Come to tell you, kiyosravin omen, omripshim min lakish. Echad shaluni ve'echad shalahem. It really makes no difference. If the only problem that I have is cold bliyos, you need 3 days straight, and each day 24 hours, pour it out, fill it up again, pour it out, fill it up again, and then it becomes...
My question is, how did he know that it was cold bliyos?
Because this was the type of kli that you can only use for cold. As we're talking about a noit, a flask for wine. If you're going to put in hot water, the whole thing is it's a platzin and balat in a minute. Yes. Yeah. This is only if they're made out of leather. What's it in between noides and kankanim? So Rashi already told us at the beginning of the Umid that noides are shul or kankanim are shul cheres. So I would think cheres is different because we know it always remains inside, and that's why Chazal tell us shvirasan zu taharasan. If you want to go and be matired any other kli, you can go and put into the mikveh, you can go and do libun, you can go and do hagolah. But if you're talking about kli cheres, shvirosan zu taharosan, there's only way, one way to get out the bliyos, and that's to break it and to shmetter it. Oh, soy bazoi, I would think the kankanim, it doesn't work with this 3-day process. Oskis and a nochmal unfil, and nochmal oskis and nochmal. So Timur, no. As long as it was cold bliyos, you're okay 3 days straight. Now this is very similar to what we had before, but before we're talking about noidois made out of leather, and now we're talking about kankanim made out of kli cheres. If they're chadosh, vazangzi,
hana'a,
yes. Are you allowed to have enough in the sukkah? No, you're not allowed.
So you don't use the, there is no more yayin nesek. But the fact that the yayin nesek made it the kli, okay, so you have a knife from the kli now.
Are you talking about in the processing that you initially put it in?
Yeah.
What the Gemara is saying earlier is that since you're using it in the processing of the pitch, it's nisyabesh v'kolot. It doesn't exist anymore.
But
showing,
it doesn't
you do.
Exist, but the kli become... The kli become now better, clear, because of the...
That was the Gemara's Havana. With his Zuk the Zeget, Rashi says that once, according to Rav Zvid, once you pour it into the tit or into the zephes, it's totally nesiyabish. Veshuv einay poilet. Sinishdu mer. Whatever wine you have remains inside. The zephes doesn't come out, so you never get the benefit of it. You don't get any hanua anymore because it doesn't come out.
Right, but he's saying it's not a din in the plita. He's saying it's a mitzvah for shmas. He's saying the kli was nishbach through this.
Okay, so let's go one step further. We have here cups if you like.
Okay.
You know, it's lein gemura mitaf halten cup. You know that. Can I? This is also what a shenofen. If I can.
So,
if the intention of the goy when he poured the water in was to menasech the wine, you'd have to be right.
But it wasn't the wine necessary from to begin with.
This was, no, it was brand new wine that he had in a barrel into a cup, whatever. He wasn't menasech it until now. He's using it now for purposes of solidifying the pitch and taking away the mariras. That Gemara is saying that that's not for avoid the zurb. He's using it to process it.
That's what he was standing there being mashgiach.
Exactly.
And would take his yain that he was nasah for goy, and then take it and use it for some
for pitch.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, the Gemara is looking at right. Taner Rabban. This price is almost word for word by the noidois, but now we're talking about kankan. Kankanim shalev gachom chadosh, brand new ones, and grudim. Grudim means a yusha, a grudimensh, right? Here, grud means that it's totally smooth, that there is no pitch inside. Since there's no pitch, pitch is considered to be something that is boleya. When it's smooth, it's easy to wash out and to rinse os ishvenkin. Oh, so therefore, Zukti Gemara, even though it belonged to a goy, if it's chadoshim, and grudim, mut. Yishonim, if it's already old, in other words, a goy has already used it a few times. Oh, mizufafin, or if it was with the zephis, with the pitch, then asur, then it's awesome. What the goy is going to continue doing is putting in wine. Now, the yid wants to use it. He wants the Yisrael noisim l'toich mayim. He wants to go and use it now for water lamushal. What do you do to kasher it? So our Rashi says, when it says Yisrael noisim l'toich mayim, it doesn't mean that he wants to drink water. He wants to go and do what the Gemara said a moment ago, to kasher these kankanim. How do you kasher them? By putting in water, let it stand for 24 hours, oshvenkin, pour it out, pour in new water, and do that three times, and with this, he makes it kusher for yusher. So that's one way of kashering. But now the Braisa gives another way. If a goy poured wine into this kli, instead of waiting 72 hours, I need to go and transport wine from the store. I want to go and supply wine to all of my guests. I don't have the time. So I have an eitzah to do it. 1, 2, 3. The yid can go and put in. I'm sorry.
But it's a pleasure for you.
Yisrael, instead of putting in water to kasher it, he could put in tzir or murias. Tzir means fish yoach, fish sauce. Murias means fish sauce mixed with fish hash, with some bones and a piece of fish, maybe some other ingredients. Ah, then vein choshish, meaning to counteract the yayin, which is in the bliois inside the wall, instead of trying to rinse it out by pouring the water 3 days straight, have another eitzah. You go and put in the tzir or murias. This apparently has some sort of like an acidic type of potency, and that counteracts whatever wine bliois. It destroys the wine bliois sinishdu ka'afadar. And that's another successful way of kashering the kelim. So it doesn't have to be 72 hours with water. You can do it pretty quickly. The Gemara doesn't tell us how long you have to put the serum. Would you just pour it in and then you pour it out and you're done? Would you leave it for 5 minutes? Do you leave it for 6 hours? Do you leave it overnight? The Gemara doesn't go into that. The Poskim discuss how long you leave the tzir in Murias. But the benefit is that you don't have to wait
for the 72 hours. Of course, the disadvantage is now it probably smells from fish. So you have to go and clean out the fish sauce if you want to go and pour in wine or use it to store water or whatever. That's what we said on the Omid Beis. You can use tzir or murias and not wait the 72 hours. Does that mean the chachale, you go to the roof, I need my kli immediately, and unfortunately they're yayin bliyos. And he said, no problem, put in tzir or murias and come back in an hour, 3 hours, whatever. Is that the chachale or b'diyev? If you did it, it works. Tushima, the 20 of Zvid, bar oishia, kilein ta braisa, halakiach, kankanim, and oivik, chovim, chadoshim, if they're brand new, noitzim teich yayin, no problem. If they show them they're old, noisim letoichin tzir or murias, lechat chila. Oh, shetakans klua. Very express, very explicit. Lechat chila you put in tzir or murias, and that cleans it up. Boy menei Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was an einikel of Rabbi Yehuda Nusi, but since Rabbi Yehuda Nusi was the codifier of the Mishnayos, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was an einikel, an ear einikel, of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, not to confuse the two, the Gemara refers to him as Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Nuvusa Degif, right? And he was an Amoira as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, of course, was a Tan. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, at Kefek Tashalim and Bami, Hechziran the Kivshana Eish, Vinislavnu Mahu. What happens if I had these kankanim? These kankanim were made out of cheres, and unfortunately I see in the walls that it's full of wine. I want to get those wine bliois out. I have two eitzes so far, 3 days of the water, or the tzirim murias. What happens if I take it to the original furnace? That's the original furnace, a furnace, and I put it in, and it gets white hot, almost like a Liban situation. Would I say that that makes us a brand new kli? Panim chadosh is bolikan, and now maybe it's kosher. Amalei told him rhetorically, madach tzir soyrif, if you put in fish yolk, that destroys all the blias of the wine. Is the chor like koshkin, the chavada vach, you put it into fire. Fire, of course, is going to be nislabin. Of course, it's going to be kushin. It manami umr of yoichan, we amila umr of asi umr of yoichan, can kanam shal oiv zichum, shef zir al kivshin aish. Our case, kivin shenoshra zivoson, when the zephis is nishra. Nishra means it starts to melt, it starts to fall off the sides of the kankan. Guess what? So you don't have to wait until every last drop of Zephyr is off. As soon as you see that it starts pouring down, starts melting, it's mutter. And it doesn't even have to be totally melted and totally coming off. And lafilu rafa mirfa, rafia mirfa. As soon as you see that it's softening up, it was good, hard, strong pitch until now. It's like a shtick cement. And now you see that it's starting to melt and starting to pour off. Avgavli nosar, even if it hasn't fully come off the sides, just the fact that it's been heated to such a high degree, such a high temperature, that it's already melting and falling apart, that it's already mushy, rafoy mirpa, it's all soft. Shonginik! Now go and quickly clean it out, wash it out, and you can use it. Yeah.
The assumption here that because of the pitch there was never bleeds in the actual affairs itself, in the male, that's why this whole thing works?
No, the pitch is a bolea. And that's why...
I'm saying the kli itself is made out of cheres, no?
Correct.
So if it was nisbag in the kli itself, like you said before, shirasan interasan...
That's true, but only if it was hot. If it's cold, Gemara was talking about before, even without pitch, the kli cheres about is going to be bolea. What you have to do is 3 times the water or 1 time the murias. It doesn't have to be dafke zephis. Zephis is another level of problem, of complexity. To get, so the Gemara is saying is, I didn't put in the water, I didn't put in the tzir. What happens if I put it back into the oven and it had the zephis on the side? Do you say that that will also go and cleanse it and make it kosher? Says the Gemara, if the murias can go and cleanse it, then the heat of the furnace will
look a true cleansing, or is it the poigim in the town?
I don't know exactly how it works, but Lamasi, no, Gemara says...
Nobody ever heard of it. Are you saying because there was Bechamin?
There was Bechamin. Bechamin, there's nothing you can do about it. And the Shrusin to Tarusin, you're done. There's nothing to talk about. And it's not only I make that chilek.
He says, now surf in the Sayyai.
Sorry.
It's not there. It's not like it's sponge.
Yeah, but he used the same term for tzir also. Tzir doesn't mean literally to burn. There are no matches involved.
See, look back on the Umar Aleph, the last Rashi. Because when we say sorfin doesn't mean, oh, stay away, there's a fire. It means sorfin in terms of like an acid effect. Okay, very good. But Mir Tashem, this difference between hot and cold, we're going to have at the top of Lamed Aleph and Aleph at the very end of the Shir, Mir Tashem. We're going to discuss that. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so if you take a quick look, Lamed Aleph and Aleph, go down 8 lines from the top. You see, that Tashmish b'chamin, that Tashmish b'tzoynin, Lamed Aleph. Here's Zaytus. That's a chilek. I'm not sure we'll get to that, Mir Tashem, shortly. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Deval. So the Gemara said, can you go and put it back into the furnace? It's chavada, or like koshke. If manami am Rabbi Yochanan, amri lo am Rabbasi, am Rabbi Yochanan, can kanam shalai v'chom, shech zirin le kivshin ha'esh, kivshin noshin z'yifosin, mehen mutar. Am Rabbasi lo yotem ad nasran, don't say until it really all burns out and it's all melting and coming off. Ala fila rafo, mehen mirpaz, also have a gavli nosar, is also good. Now the Gemara asks a similar question, but not milabar, but milagav, meaning kinsa. What happens to kinsa? What's my kinsa? Kinsa says Rashi in the second line, hichnis kismin. Kismin are usually like toothpicks and pieces of wood chips. Sticking out. I'm sorry?
Wood chips.
Ah, oh, wood chips. Good. You took together wood chips and you dolken le toicha kan kan. In other words, instead of doing it from the outside, you did an internal beer chumet, so to speak. Inside, not chumetz, we're talking about the yayin, but you put the kinsa inside. Does that work just like putting into the kifshin? Kifshin, we just said, yeah, no problem. But that was from the outside. What about the kinsa from the inside? So, Tzokimar, kinsa pligi barabach barabinachat, osir b'chatcher. One said that it's osir, and one says that it's mutter. Ilchisa kimandi osir, it doesn't do the job. When does it do the job? If you do it from the outside where it's so hot, that it's gotten so hot, not only from the outside, but even the pitch inside is already melting and falling off and becoming soft and refiner. That shows that this was an effective libun, if you will. We're not really talking about libun, but it means kashering. However, if you're doing from the inside, any pitch that is now coming slowly but surely off, it didn't affect the cleef and a room, that's already a machloikis, and we pass in command yasa. Iboilu, maldita letoiche sheikhar. Are you allowed to go and put in sheikhar beer? In other words, does beer do the same trick like the tzir and murias? Can you go and kasher it with that? And can you use it after that? Ma'alitin l'teich sheikhar. Rav Nachum Yehuda Asri. No, Toignish. Peravishor, Rav says it's okay. Ravinish shor alel rabchiyah bereid rav Yitzchak lemirma beishikhar. He was matter to go and put in sheikhar. He said, you put in sheikhar. Okay, even though until now it was used by the goy mit the blias of yayin. Beer you can use from now on. Also, by mistake, Roma Bechamra. Instead of putting in beer, he put in wine. He wasn't concerned. What does he mean to say? Says Rashi, since he told his son, what you want to put in sheikh, don't put in wine, but you can put in sheikh. And guess what happens? He made a mistake, and he put the wine in. So maybe he should reconsider the psak and say to himself, you know, I withdraw my psak, because if you're going to allow people to put in the intoxicating beverage of beer, people are going to make a mistake and put in wine. And wine, it doesn't help, because if anything, the wine is only going to strengthen the blios of wine in the kli. They're not going to counteract. They're not going to be so rave. So I would say, let's make a gzera. No. I'm not. Rashi says the choshna milza le migzar shichra atu chamra. The shichra mavatel le letam made the chamra. It's like the tzirin murias that's mavatel the tam. He decided a kri balmu. Listen, we all make mistakes, and therefore there's no concern that next time people use it for wine. This time I made a mistake, but I'll always make sure to put in beer and not in wine to get out the blias. Rav Yisro bar Bisna havle hano mani de pekusna. He had Kalim of Bakusna. What's my Bakusna? Says Rashi, shall tzvi ein bukar. That's usually the glolim of the animals, which of course, glolim alone you can't use for a kli. But if you heat them up in an oven, you can make from that the kli glolim. The Gemara often refers to it. V'nosem en yayin nesach, and they put yayin nesach into such a kli. What happened? Zok Yimura. Malinu maya, he put water in, like the Yimura said in the Omer Aleph, for 3 days, each day pouring out the water. But he was a machmir. What was he a machmir? He wanted also to get the benefit of the heat of the sun working together with the water to go and depolate, to purge the yayin b'liyos in the kli. However, sometimes a frimmer is a bissel tzikliig, he's a little bit too smart, and guess what happens? And chinu b'shimshe, he took these kelim full of the water with the intention of constantly pouring it out the 3 days, and paku, and the gan tzazach, it exploded, it fell to pieces. Omali Rababa, so Rababa told him, asartinu aloch, isuru deli oilam, by being a machmir, you've now asked upon yourself this kankan forever. Had you just left it in a cool place and changed the water every 24 hours for 3 days, it would be kusha v'yusha. You put it out in the heat of the shemesh, guess what happens? The kli plots, and now it's usal oil. He doesn't mean usa from Lashon Isser, he's just like a play on words, he's saying, now you've lost your kli altogether by trying to be such a machmir. Look at the Lord. Aim with Yom Rabbanan Mim Linu Maya. The Chum Taka said, you have to go and change the water 3 days. Anucha B'shim Shem Yomer, did they say you have to put it in the sun? By your putting it in the sun, you've just made it much worse for yourself. You can no longer use these kelim because they platzed. Omer B'yusna Omer B'ami, Kli Neser Ein Le Tahara Yilomis. Kli Neser, nothing to talk about, it has no Tahara. My Kli Neser, what's the definition of Kli Neser? Omer B'yusna B'Avim, Kli Machpoidish Shel Tzrif. Now what means Kli Machpoidish Shel Tzrif? So Rashi says this is a special type of offer. See Rashi in the middle of the Rashi's. Machpori shel tzrif. Karka shechoyfim misham tzrif. Ublaz alum. Alum means from the word aluminum. Balashin Ashkenaz bais. So if the karka is not just your normal regular sand, but it's the type of sand that they use for an aluminum quarry to go and dig out alum. Alum is the basic ingredient for aluminum. This is the type of thing which is such a bolea, so absorbent that Sidkuni Shelfin Engli Tahara Ilamas. To be Parzik Rufila. Parzik was the name of a person. Rufila, says Rashi, was Shaini Lamelech. So the Yosef Atzadik, Shaini Lamelech to Pari. Today in America, we'd say Chweiss, the vice president. To be Parzik Rufila Onas stole Hani Kuvi mit Pobedisa. Kuvi are Kailim from Pobedisa. Roma Bukhamra, and they poured water in there, and not water, wine, thank you. Adrin Nilay, eventually they gave him back to the people from Pupadisa. And Asr Shailul Arabiuda, what do we do with these Kailim now? Omar, he told him, Dover Shein Machsikalim Kiyomu, Meshach Shechon Bemayim Vehimutar. You were talking about Kuvi. Kuvi are not containers where you leave wine to store. You only use wine temporarily for drinking, for transporting, but not for storage purposes. Here, you don't even need the 3 days of water. Just go and rinse it out thoroughly. Meshach shecham b'mayim, rinse it out, meim butorim, and they're ready butor. Om Rebavir, hani chatzvi shchimi d'armoy. Chatzvi, again, are kailim. What means shchimi, says Rashi, that they are reddish. Rashi uses the term rosa, blaz, because it comes from red ufar. They, what do you do? Kim dvei bali tuva, since they too are not b'leah very strongly, all you have to do is go and rinse them out. Oshvenkin mitvasa umutarm dimut. Umra papi. Hani pasvusa the bay mirsi. Pasvusa again a type of klicheres. Bay mirsi of a name of a place called bay mirsi mukaim shikarki isekusha. It's very hard earth, so it's not boilea. Kimile bali tuva, mishakshkamamayim. Rinse it out. Mut. Kasi, koisois. You don't store wine in koisois, you just use it for drinking. Rabasi also Rav Yehud Rav Ashi Shart. Tutimar. Ishasi Bhai Bigakov Amrishan, if he's using it now for the first time, Kuliamale Pligi the Osir, because the bliois are fresh, he just used them, they're gonna come out very easily. Ki pligi bapam shiny, that the goy is using it the second time, meaning that a yid used it beforehand for wine, for water, for orange juice, whatever, and now the goy put in some wine into this kli, it's already a pam shiny. Or ikariyamri pam rishon b'shiny kuliyamri pligi the osa, the first two times it's osa. Keep pligi bam gimel the third time first two times they use it for water, for orange juice. The third time they put in wine. Is the wine strong? It's nivla in the walls of the kli or not? Since the only time you put in the wine is after the third time. By the third time, in other words, the walls of the kaili have already been nivla, have already soaked in and absorbed other mashkuis, so it's not, it doesn't absorb the wine so much, therefore it's bitter. Omrizvi, hai mani de kunya. Mani de kunya, says Rashi, means that to a kli cheris mitzupa bi avar. Avar means with lead. Toisis says it's talking about that it was mechusa with glass. And in the poskim it's brought that many hold that today's modern day plates that we have are considered mani de kunya because
they're glazed.
So chivra be'ochma, if they're white or they're black, shori. Then you can go and use them. You don't have to worry that it's nivla. Yeroike, if it's made out of green, also mishum de mitzvah. Mitzvah means that it's very absorbent and takes in any bliois from any yayin nesach. The ispahu kartufni, however, he has kartufni, means a spouten, that there are, it's not flat and smooth, but rather there are clefts and spouten. Then kul yasir, then it's usa. Dorish mareimer. Kunya ben uchma ben chivra saif, it's black, saif, it's white, ben yeroikin, if it's green, sure it's ulmut. Freitim wa maishna mechomet ze Pesach, the boy mim neim mareimer. This is the same mareimer, they ask him about Pesach. Hani mani de kunya, maoli shemushi bei betischa, can you go and use from chumet tzi matzah for Pesach? Yeroika loiti boilach the mitzvah for you bali. That about is boilea. Vasi, that's zikher osa. Kiti boilach, if it's made a chivri vi uchme from white or from black, my, he is be kartufni, once again has to do spouted. Then again, loiti boilach, tivadi bali, vasi. Kiti boilach tishii. She means it's nice and smooth, it's glatt. My, is it boilea? Is it not boilea? Can I kasher it or not? It's omalahisi. Answer them back. Ano chazin lehu demidaisi. I saw these kalim that they sweat. If you pour in the hot soup, then you feel the kli from the bottom. Ooh, they sweat. Ah, the kimli madaisi vadi bali vasiri. It's boilea and it's usa. My taima atoyde idal kli cherish and oitzi midei doif. The fano in the side says doif yali oilam because like kli cheris shvirusan zi hi taharusan is no way to matar kli cheris. Rashi says it also. Ainly tahara el shvira. You got to break it. Frank tomorrow, my shlemi ain't nes, but ain't nes. He been telling me 3 days, blah, 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 and here you're telling me that it's boilea. I mean, can't gunish him. Oh, very good. The dersh l'mareimar kulu mani de kunya shori. He said that the mani de kunya are mutter if you kasher them. For he time comes the raisi ain't nes of the rabbanon. Oh, maybe that's the reason. The raisi have to be more machmir, and by ain't nes of the rabbanon. But kol the talk of the rabbanon can't raisi tikkun. Everything I'll tell you. If you go and pour in hot contents, chumetz, no way of kashering it for Pesach. Shvirusan zihi tarusan. The only way you can go and use kli cheres if it only had cold liquids, like cold yayin esach. You don't put in hot wine with kali. It has to be cold. Oh, cold, as long as you do 3 times oshvekin, and some kalim we said, even mishach shechon, depending on how absorbent they are. Then you can go and use it even for Pesach.